Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Peter Marks, his friends, his family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, family, and loyal listeners worldwide. And that
Joyce,
means
Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsi Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Coach Joyce, to be your life coach. Joyce Barry here. Love working with people, love doing the coaching, and equally I love hearing from my awesome, world-renowned psychic, Peter Marks, who I'll bring right on. Welcome to the show, dear friend, fabulous psychic, all of the above. I specifically requested you join us on Friday the 13th. I know for many people, including me, it is a significant date. Peter Marks, welcome, and what do you have to say about Friday the 13th?
Well, it isn't, for me, an unlucky day, and I'll tell you why. If I could be a guest on one of the most famous radio shows, if not the most famous radio show in the world, the Joyce Barry and Friends show on Friday the 13th, I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Thank you for that, Peter Marks, and I feel the same having you in my life and on my shows. So what would you say the number significantly means?
Well, in the research that I have done a while ago, I know that Judas, in the time of Jesus Christ, who was for many of us our Lord and Savior of the Christian faith, there were 13 disciples at the Last Supper, which was a Jewish festivity. And at that time, with the 13th disciple, which is symbolic of him turning on Jesus and leading to the, as we all know on a universal level, crucifixion of Jesus Christ. But on a personal note, I have had people come to my office, my private practice, that have been born on Friday the 13th. And they've walked in with smiles on their face, and they've told me that they consider themselves very, very lucky. So I do feel it's a state of mind, Joyce. I feel that if a person is born on that date, they will either make their lives very positive, and other people that are very superstitious will see it as a nefarious number. So that's my take on Friday the 13th.
I'm going to ask you about another number as well, but first I want to say there are some of you who have called into the show anonymously. If you called in, your number is not showing up. I generally leave those numbers for last, even if I get to them. Hang up, dial *82, call back in so your number will appear. I'd really appreciate it. There are some of you that have called in anonymously. *82. Thank you. Okay, the number I wanted to ask you about was 2 days ago, 7-11-18, July 11-18. Never happened before, never will happen again, once in a lifetime. I'm asking you because that's my three lucky numbers, 7-11-18. What is the significance of that?
All right. Well, seven is a symbolic of spirituality. It is also symbolic of perfection. 11 is a master number, and that is symbolic of also spirituality. And 2018, if we break those numbers down, equals an 11. So you are talking about divine bestowings upon a person that is born on that birth date, and for you, that is very significant. It means that your guides are coming to you, and your guides are saying to me, you're a very blessed individual, and that you have the spiritual world looking over you. And if you use those numbers, the guides are telling me that your luck can be increased, and if you're playing through the Powerball or lottery, whatever, that could very easily bestow material gains on you. Do win with those numbers. The guides are telling me that they would want you to take at least 20% of your winnings of your choice.
Okay, good to know that. And for some reason, you're cutting in and out, so just be aware of that. Okay, let me get started here. A lot of people on the board. Let's go to 631-243. Name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jeff from Dick Hills, New York.
Hi,
Jeff. Hi, how's everything?
Good morning to you, Jeff. You're our first caller here. What would you like to ask Peter?
You see anything on the horizon for me as far as work or jobs?
Okay, Jess, may I please have your date of birth?
11-19-75.
11-19-1975. Okay, let me call in your guides. Now, Jess, I do want to ask you, have you ever considered self-employment?
I've thought about it, yes. I do some work from home on occasion.
Okay. You are very much a person, the guys are saying to me, you've got a wonderful mind. You would be best suited for management. I do see a job coming in for you. I am being told they're actually showing me you're over a transit that ended July 10th. What type of work are you looking for? Because I do see you very determined to make quite a bit of money.
Like customer service, working with others, helping others.
Okay. I'm also picking up anything around children.
Yes, I do spend time with children. I have young neighbors that have children.
Okay, because you are coming into a wonderful period. I want to say you're in it right now. I do see work coming in for you, and they're telling me this is going to be a fantastic year for you with work. I'm also being shown something else. I don't know if you've ever considered it. Have you ever thought about real estate?
No, not really. That hasn't entered my mind.
All right, because they're showing me you buying property. They're saying not to go into it as a realtor, but they're showing me you buying property or wanting to buy property.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yes. Yeah, but this year is going to be a very good year for you, and they're saying to me, don't settle for less, because I feel that you are very good with organizing and managing other people.
Yes, yes, I feel that sometimes.
Okay, what is holding you back? Because you're very highly intelligent, and I'm feeling a little lack of motivation, possibly.
Well, I have a physical disability, and I've been discriminated against in the workplace by employers.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying with physical disability. All right, they're also telling me to watch out right now. They're talking about head. They're showing me the head. I don't know why. And they're saying to me, watch out for stress or headaches.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but you're going to be fine, my friend. You do have money around you. You just have to apply yourself and believe in yourself, because your guides are with you, and they're telling me you're highly intelligent, but you have been held back, and they're saying don't accept.
Right. Oh, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. God bless you.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for calling in, Jeff. We'll go to our next call here, and that would be 610-390, and that would be Sonia from Pennsylvania.
Hello?
Sonia,
hello?
You're on the air live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Sonia, we need a little more energy. Your
we
name,
your
date,
date
of
birth,
and your question or concern, but a little more energy, Sonia.
Okay. Date of birth 2/15/70, and question was about my current job. And I'm pretty excited about the opportunity, and I'm quite happy, and I wanted to see what you're picking up for me as far as this company and my prospect here.
All right, so you said February 15th of 1970, is that correct?
Yes.
1 second, I'm going to call your guides in. Okay, I am being shown you can handle multitasks. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. You're very highly, highly intelligent. I am feeling, now I do feel good about the job situation, but you just recently had a shift with you. You are in your Jupiter return this year, and I'm feeling good about the job. Now, are you working with people?
Well, I'm part of a team, but I self-manage my time and everything else. So there's no one hovering over my shoulder or anything like that, if that was your question.
All right. I'm feeling you, they're saying to me, yes. They're also telling me, are you helping people? Are you servicing people as a team?
Yes. I mean, I work in the information technology field. Yes.
Okay. This is going to be a very good year for you. It's going to be an exceptional year. I do feel money coming in, and they're saying to me, they keep on pointing to money. So is money a concern for you right now?
I mean, no. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of I mean, I'm fine, you know, so.
Oh, I know, because they're showing me more money coming in for you, and they're showing me money, and they're showing me success for this year. So they're saying you really don't have a lot to worry about. I do feel that a lot of people can keep up with you. You're very good at what you do. you can handle many tasks. And they're saying to me, jobs that other people can't handle, you can just take it and do it. There's
right,
some jealousy
right.
around you, hon. There's some jealousy because not everybody is capable as you are. Do you know that?
I imagine that, so.
Okay. You're going to be fine. Don't worry. They're showing me more money coming in, and they're saying to me, you're coming out of a very kind of an emotional, difficult period, but they're telling me it's over.
Right. I think what you're picking up is my dog recently, like he died last week. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was really difficult. It's going to be almost 2 weeks now. So,
my condolences.
Thank you. And it was really hard. So
your dog
is
around you, sweetie. Your dog's around you.
That's nice.
Yeah. By the way, you're very intuitive. Use your ability.
Oh, okay. Do you see when I'll be getting another dog? Like, I kind of been looking, you know, but...
Another dog, they're saying take at least 3 months, if not longer, to bereave. I see you getting a dog towards the holidays.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want something that's pretty similar to him, same size and everything, you know, but I want a rescue.
Want to interject here for a moment, Peter, because I've been there twice. I've had dogs that passed after 13 years each, and I waited after the first dog. I waited 30 days exactly, 1 month, and I actually did a full service at a friend's house. We did a service for my dog, and he was buried in my friend's backyard next to her dog. So I know Peter's advice. I never contradict Peter, but I'm just saying for me what worked was 30 days. So you have to tune into you what will work for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Hope you'll keep calling and keep listening. And I want to say for those of you that are new here, some of you I've spoken to when you called in off air, your new listeners, definitely go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, if you click follow, you need not miss any show, because if you can't reach us when be with us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern 24/7, you can catch any show in our archives. I never take off a show. Okay, let's see. Next we have Philadelphia person. That would be Keisha calling in. And what is your name, where you live, concern, and date of birth or question?
Hi, my name is Keisha. My date of birth is 2379, and I'm actually in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh. That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Got it.
Oh,
go ahead, please.
I have several clients. Yes. What was your question, dear?
My question was, I was looking for a part-time job. Do you see that coming up?
A part-time job. Let me tune in. I am seeing a part-time job. Actually, I'm being shown this is going to be within, they're pointing to August.
Okay.
Yes.
August, okay.
Now, I'm also feeling you're quite good at attracting money. So what I also am going to ask you, you're very, you're kind of very humanitarian in your thinking. What they're showing me here also is they're saying to me you're a go-getter, and they're talking to me about the health field. Would you consider anything with organic products or do anything like that in the health field?
I've been working in the health field for years. I've tried different things. Like I've done insurance. I've done direct care. I never thought about organic products, but that's good thoughts. Yeah.
Oh, I think
well,
you're saying
Keisha,
just
today's
that,
your lucky
yes.
Friday the 13th. I'm sorry for interjecting. But I have to jump on this one, Keisha, because I'm a home business coach. So if that's something mm-hmm. that you are open to and you have the energy and like people and like healthy products, simply email me at coachjoyce@AOL.com and put in the subject line, Peter. I always like to know the show that gets people inspired to write to me, and I will give you a free coaching session and recommend a company that I totally believe in that I'll help you with. I'll even give you the website now so you'll have it, healthyandorganic.net. So you can absolutely check that out. I'll talk to you about it. I'll help you with it. But that's a company I've been involved with for years. I use their products every single month, healthyandorganic.net. And I'll even give you my phone number on air, which I rarely give my phone number out. But if you're raring to go, I won't even wait for the email. You could reach me at 561-471-0535. Best time to reach me, Easton, would be 2 to 4. That would be my phone time today.
Okay. Could you repeat that number? I kind of got cut off.
Could I what?
Repeat
the number.
Oh, 561-471-0535. I just want to say, Keisha, you inspired me because in 8 years I'm doing the show, maybe I gave my number on air twice before in 8 years. So that's how much I am looking forward to talking to you.
Okay,
I also
thank
wanted
you.
The products are excellent. I've ordered them. I have tried them. They are amazing. So you would be working with a product that has an excellent reputation.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. So you're going to be fine, dear. I do see you. You are a go-getter, so they're saying to me, go and attract the things that you need and want.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. You're correct, too.
Thank you.
And I do have your number, Keisha, so you call me or I'll call you, but either way, we should talk soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
And thank you for finding us. Do become a loyal listener. Join the thousands who follow us every day. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter as well, all the good stuff. Okay, before I go to the next caller, let me just say that, folks, not just when we have people like Peter Marks on, world-renowned psychic, we have many other superstars on our show. So you really should be listening every day. And hearing the words of Beverly Nadler, our health guru, is why we're good for your health.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner. Great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And it takes you to partner up with us in having that happen. You, the listeners, make us have that number one spot. So do become a follower so you need not miss any show. Okay, let us go to 720-315. That would be Laura from California.
Yes, hi. I've been trying to figure out what my question is, but all right, so I think that I'll go with my career. I'm in school right now, and I'm just wondering if I'm on the right path and if I'm going to get a job out of this schooling that I'm doing, if it's going to be here or another state, basically.
All right, Laura, may I please have your date of birth, dear?
Yes, December 2nd, 1974.
One moment, please. I'm going to call in your guides.
Okay.
Okay, your guides are a little slow, so bear with me. Here we go. Okay, now I am feeling very positive for you. Now they're showing me, wow. All right, they're saying to me a great deal of sensitivity here with you. That's the first thing they're pointing out. Now, you should be in a very caring field. I don't know if you're doing that right now.
I am.
All right. They're
medical.
Saying the health. Health.
Yep, medical. Doing medical.
Oh, well, health, meaning that is medical.
Yep.
Okay. I am being shown you loving, caring, you adore people, you take on their problems, and you're very highly intuitive also. Now, what specifically are you majoring in, dear?
Well, I'm doing medical assistant, but then I'm going to go on to maybe be an LVN or a nurse or something more.
All right. I want to say to you, I see you in the health I see you going on for more schooling.
Yeah. Okay.
I also want to say to you that you are going to do very, very well within the field. And I do see you being very, they're showing me caring, but they're also saying, was somebody not there for you? They're going back a little. Was there somebody not quite there for you and your family?
My ex abandoned me and my first child. And I keep having dreams about it. His name is Todd.
His name is Todd. This had a major impact on you, didn't it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm being shown in a way this kind this puts you more so in a position of wanting to help other people. You're going to do very well. They're even saying to me they would have loved for you to have been a doctor.
Well, tell them to get me through school.
they're gonna help you get through school. This year has been a challenging year for you, has it not?
Yeah.
Honey, you're going to be fine. I'm picking up the schooling. I'm also picking up, not only would you be great as a nurse, but you would have been great as a therapist.
Yeah.
So you're on the right career path, and use your intuitive ability that you very strongly have to help other people. They're also saying to me, watch out for your stomach area.
Yeah. I have diverticulitis, but I'm trying to take care of it. I'm doing better.
Oh, I want you to watch your diet. I want you to treat yourself with love because you love other people, but you have to internalize that love and also use that for yourself. Okay?
So am I going to get a job out of this? Am I going to get a job where I am? Or am I going to go somewhere else? That's my original question.
All right, I'm feeling a move for you. I feel a move for you. Now, they keep on showing me water. Are you near the water now?
Yeah, I'm in San Diego.
Oh, you're in San Diego. Okay. I'm feeling that you're going to be moving, but they're saying within the state.
Okay. Okay.
You will
okay.
be fine, and stop worrying because you worry too much.
I do. I just thank you so much, and God bless both of you. I really thank you for everything that you're doing. You're an earth angel, and I'm going to call you for a reading. Thank you, Joyce. You're so great, and you were spot on in everything, Peter.
Thank you, dear. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Laura. And
you.
While you're finding your way and searching and you're into medical, I offer the same thing to you. I'll give you a free reading. Perhaps you're interested in that company because that's all healthy, organic products that if you want to get in medical, it's something you should know about. So feel free
sure,
to
sure.
call me or email me. I'm happy to. Would you like me to talk to you about that as well?
Sure, absolutely. No problem at all.
Okay, dear. I have your number from the board. Peter's
okay.
readings, they are awesome. You want a free reading? The number to call for me, I gave that before, 561-471-0535, about getting into a home business. The number to call
yes.
to book Peter for a reading, he's world-renowned. It won't be free,
right.
but the good news is all you have to do is mention this show, and he will give you a considerable discount to all our listeners.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
It is awesome. At my request, anyone through the show, mention me or the show, you will get considerable discount. The number to call to book that reading is 203-206-9353.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a direct line to book a reading with Peter, and I promise you the reading will be not only awesome, but at a price you can afford.
You guys are wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bless you, dear.
You're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome.
All right. God bless. Have a great day. Bye.
You
and
too.
And to you as well. Okay. Before we go on, I just wanted to share with you folks, you know, as a coach, my tip of the day, when you get advice and you want to move forward, don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't put it off and wait for that someday to happen, because someday does not exist. And I wrote this for those of you who actually believe that it does. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? I And as a coach, I had to give my coaching tip for today. If you think someday exists, find it in your calendar and send me the calendar that has someday. I never found one that had someday in it. Okay, I just wanted to give you my coaching tip for the day, and now we'll go to 678-467. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Kathy from Atlanta.
Kathy from Long Island?
Atlanta.
Kathy from Atlanta, I'm going to ask you what I asked a prior caller. Please get your energy up, project. You're on a worldwide call here, and I'm having trouble hearing you. So name, date of birth, where you're calling from, and question or concern. Hello?
Yes.
Kathy,
oh, I need
what
the date
is your question? Date of birth, question or concern. You and please speak up. You're not speaking, Kathy.
Yes. My question is, I had an interview on Wednesday, and I was trying to see if you see I'll get an offer from it.
All right, Kathy, I need your date of birth, honey.
August 20th.
August what?
20. Kathy,
all
where
right,
are you calling from? What state are you in? Where are you from?
Georgia.
Oh, God. August 20. Do you need the year, Peter?
Yes, please.
And the year? I don't know why there's a delay. Kathy, are you with us? Because everything, there's a tremendous delay. We have a lot of people that want to talk to Peter. So can you just ask your question, date of birth, and project a little bit?
The year, please. I think she's gone.
She might be gone. I'm looking to see if she – I can appreciate that. But she doesn't take the coaching is the problem. If she just answered and projected. But, okay, so, yeah, she is gone. Okay,
okay.
Let's go to the next one. That would be 805-617. Name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Joyce. Thank you. This is Donna from California. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Donna. How
Hi,
are
Donna.
You?
Where are you in California?
Good, thank you. Santa Barbara.
Okay,
oh,
Santa
I love
Barbara.
It.
Go
thank
ahead.
You.
Date of birth.
April 22nd, 1954.
April 22nd of 1954.
Yes.
Okay, Donna, I'm going to start off, I'm calling your guides in, but I want you to know you were very blessed when you were born, because you were blessed with an abundance of energy. I hope you're using it.
Yeah.
You have amazing energy level, and you're very positive and infectious with other people. What is your question, dear?
I had a housing appointment. I'm on low-income housing, and, you know, they do it every year. And they go over your bank accounts for the last 6 months, and I wanted to know if everything was going to be okay with that.
I am feeling positive with that. I'm also picking up, you're not going to be in this situation that much longer. In fact, there are changes coming in for you in November. November, there's going to be a shift. Now, I'm also being shown there is work coming in for you. And are you working at all from home, or did you consider doing that?
No, I don't think I'd want to work at home too much. I kind of like taking care of the elderly when they're
like to, all right, because I'm being shown you doing something for yourself on the side that it could bring money in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what they're telling me. Not that you should start your own company. You're very good with communication, and you're wonderful
yes.
with caring and loving people.
Thank you. Yeah,
so,
I'm very good on the telephone as far as I help my brother's company. with sales.
Yes, yes. You're dynamic on the phone. I do see money coming in for you, and they're saying to me this is going to be a phenomenal year for you starting in November, so you have much to look forward to.
Oh, that's great. Oh, wow. Excellent. Do you see me meeting someone? Because I'd like to meet someone. I'd like to be in a relationship.
I'm being shown, actually, they're pointing to August. They're saying August. August, yes, the end of August, September. I'm also being told men don't always know how to keep up with you.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I like to.
Do you understand what the guys are talking about?
Yeah, I like to. Yeah, if there's something going on, I'd like to go, and I like to travel, and yeah, go to different events.
Okay. Well, I do feel, and I am seeing it, November, and remember, November is going to be the starting of a new cycle for you, and you are just filled with so much energy. I'm surprised that you can stay in one place, because education, entertainment is very important to you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I wanted to ask you, too. I have a dear friend with me, Lucy. Can she ask you something, Peter?
Yes, she can ask Peter something.
Thank
yes.
Thank you.
And wait, before she asks Peter something, I want to ask you something. Can I engage you sometime after the show about that conversation with the healthy products, since you like to help people? And by Peter's description of dynamic and all of that, you're the kind of person that I would like to talk to.
I can't right now because we're going out on a boat.
No, I don't mean now, tomorrow. Are you open to having that conversation with me?
I don't think it's something I want to do right now, because I'm going to be traveling a lot for the next 2 months.
Okay, that's cool. Because
but maybe
what
later
I was,
down the line, it might be
what I was sharing with you could be anywhere in the world, literally. It's a worldwide company, and all you need is a phone. But that's fine if you want to, you know, engage me at any time, coachjoyce@AOL.com. Now, what is your friend's name that you want to put on?
Lucy. She's from Mexico originally. Here she is.
Lucy from
Mexico. Yes, hi. How are you?
Lucy from Mexico, what is your local phone number? I document everything.
My number is plus 1-805.
724-9700. Okay. Go ahead with your question or concern and date of birth.
What is your date of birth, Lucy?
When were you born?
July 20, 1965.
July 20, 1965?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your question for me, dear?
I would like to know if I have the opportunity to have a good relationship with a man.
Oh, you're looking for a relationship. All right, 1 second. All right, so right now the guys are asking me, you don't have some significant other, correct?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. All right. I am picking up. I'm being shown, dear. They're saying to me, you will be meeting somebody. They're actually pointing to, they're showing me February. They're saying February. And I feel you're very good with talking, but you're also kind of on the shy side. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes I am shy.
Yeah, because I'm picking up kind of the shyness there. A relationship is coming in definitely for you. You're not going to be alone. They're saying to me very shortly, you're not going to be alone. And I am picking up, they keep on saying to me, when you trust somebody, you're much more talkative.
Yes, I know that.
Yes,
I am.
All right.
Kind of
okay, they're also telling you, go ahead, dear.
And what about the man I met yesterday?
The man you met yesterday. Okay. They just said to me, friend, possibility of relationship. They're showing me more of a friendship.
So it's going to be kind of...
Yeah, this could possibly turn into a relationship, but they're showing me more so. They're saying to me in the near future. They keep on talking to me. They're saying to me, you need somebody that is not boring. You get bored easily.
Yes, I know. Yes,
that's
right.
The problem. You get bored easily, and you need to be challenged in a relationship, and you need somebody to talk to you, and you want somebody to treat you in a very loving, kind way. And they're saying to me they are going to be bringing somebody in for you.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I like clever people, very clever people.
Yes, and I do see traveling around you, so you're going to be doing more traveling towards next year.
Okay, yeah. And
okay.
What about work?
You're telling me you're not working right now?
No, I am not working. I am a student.
You have your who, honey?
She's a student. She's not working.
Oh, you have your students, you're not working. All right. Work, they're saying to me, is going to be, I'm asking for a specific time for work, and they're showing me, they just said to me September.
Okay, yes. Yeah, this could be possible. Okay.
Yes.
So you gave me good information.
Yes, and they're also showing me school. So I don't know if you were thinking about school or more education, but they're showing me classes.
Because I am tutor.
Oh, you're a tutor. All right, that's why they're showing me classes. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you working with students? Is that what it is? You're working with students?
Yes, I am tutoring a person who speaks Spanish.
All right, so you are bilingual then?
Yes, I am bilingual.
Oh, all right. They're also telling me they want you to change your diet a little. They're saying to me, caution around diet.
Yeah, I need to lose weight.
You need to lose weight. All right, that's why they're saying caution around diet.
Okay. Oh, I see.
All right. You're going to be fine, dear. You will be fine.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Enjoy your day on the yacht.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
I send you a hug. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Donna, for calling in, and we hope to hear from you again, you become a loyal follower of the show. Any of you want to follow us, it's real simple. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Joyce Barry and Friends.com, the homepage to the show. Just click on follow on that right under my picture on the upper left. Peter, I have a private message from the chat room, a private message. That would be from Linda, August 19, 1940. And her question is, how can she let go of her husband who passed a while ago, but she hasn't been able to let go? Any advice you want to give that you see psychically?
Oh, you said Linda, and her birth date is August 19th of 1940?
Correct.
Okay. And my advice for letting go, I would... I want to say this. I produced for many years an international show on bereavement with a very famous man called Dr. Earl Grohman, and I learned a lot about bereavement. You never forget when somebody passes. each year I feel is a healing process. You never forget them. You never forget their memories. You always, in retrospect, remember the positive experiences in life that you spent with that person. So I truthfully have to say it's a lifelong experience, and I have been told by other people that have gone through this, you don't forget, but when another relationship comes in and you fall in love again, that person will always be in the back of your mind. But I'm being told from a person from the other side that they want her to go on. They want her to be happy. I am also, and I don't know why, is this person connected with you at all, Joyce?
Yes.
Because they just said this person is connected with you that you know very well, and they had a wonderful life together. I'm being told they did, had a wonderful life. The person is coming through right now and telling me that she's got to go on. She can, she's got to let go of what they had together. I'm picking up the other person was very motivated with success. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. He's telling me she is beating herself up emotionally and psychologically, and he's not happy about this. Remember the good times, and she's got to go on. Otherwise, she's going to make herself very sick.
Well, given you're as famous as a medium as you are as a psychic, and the messages that you're picking up is from Jerry, her husband, he keeps coming to me, Peter, because she's not open to hearing it directly from him. That's what he tells me. She isn't open
yes.
to hearing me. So he asked me to convey it, and I don't want to do that anymore. I really don't want to. So that's why she's in the chat room asking you the message from him, because I really do want to stay out of it. But how do you tell someone on the other side you don't want to convey a message? So I'm caught in the middle. I don't want to be. And any other message you have from him, so that would be my contribution, putting her on with you.
Yes, the thing, all right, what I'm being told right now is they had a wonderful life together, and he's upset because he feels that she is not enjoying her life to the extent that she could be. And he's saying to me, we will be reunited in the future, but for right now, try to do for other people, try to make other people happy. And he's saying to me, the life that they had together, most people would have envied, and she's not allowing him to move on.
Yeah, that was the message I got from him, that she's not letting him transition to the other side. And
correct.
As a result of that, he wants to be with her more, contribute to her more, but he's stuck in between this side and the other side because she's holding on so tight that she won't let him transition. That's the message I got.
Yes, he's telling me right now, I know you love me, darling, but the time now is to let go because I cannot progress spiritually because I am so worried about you.
Yeah, I got those messages also, Peter. Reminds me of the scene from Ghost when Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, you know, they were together, and at some point you see him move on where she let
yes.
go. So it reminded me of that. But I'm glad she conveyed to you, you know, she wanted to hear, because when I kept saying, why don't you tell her, when he came to me and I had no relationship with this man, zero, he said, because you're open to the messages, she isn't. So I don't want to hear any more from Jerry. I want him to go directly to her, and he just did it with you right now, right here as the medium.
Well, he's saying to me, you know you have the ability, and he is telling me that for her to understand that love is the only thing that matters in this life. love that you give to your children, to your family. I am not picking up children here. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. He's saying to me, and he's showing me a pet. I don't know why, but he's saying to me, even a pet would be cathartic, but he's saying to me that I want to be with the family. I want to help others over here. And it's nothing about money. It's all about connecting, loving. And he wants her to find peace within herself.
And that's the messages I got as well. So thank you for that, Peter. I just want to get one more in, which is 908-963. 908-963,
hey,
name, where are you calling from, date of birth?
Yes, my name is Vesna. My date of birth, I'm calling from Flemington, New Jersey, and my date of birth is 12-22-1968.
And what's your name,
12?
Yes,
Peter,
I'm
did
sorry.
You get her name? I didn't.
I didn't
it's
get the
Vesna.
Name, no.
It's Vesna, V as in Victor, E, S as in Sam, N-A. It's like Vanessa.
Oh, all right. Okay, and you did relay to me 12-22 of 1968, is that correct?
Yes.
Well,
okay.
He's calling in your guides. You said Victor is your name, something
Vesna.
Vesna.
Vesna. Vesna. Yes, yes.
V-E-S-N-A. Okay, Vesna, very unusual
right.
name.
First of all, darling, I'm going to say this to you. You were also very blessed because you have energy. Your energy level is very high. You're very up. You're very positive, and you were born with this. Do you realize this?
Yes. It's hard to maintain that sometimes.
Okay, now, what was your question for myself and the guides?
I would like to my guides to tell me I'm going for a different position at work, and I seem to be running into, resistance with it. So I would like to just be at peace with what's going on and try to trust that if it's not now, it will happen or something better is coming along.
Oh, I do feel it's going to happen. They're showing me actually, they're saying to me towards, they give me within a 6 month period. They're saying 6 months here. You've got a very good business mind. Are you aware of that?
I try.
Okay. I'm also picking up, you don't like confrontation and you don't like hostility. You like peace. You don't like confrontation.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. I am feeling changes to you, and I want you to know something. There is jealousy around you at work.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. Some people don't want to see you grow. They don't want to see you promoted. I am feeling that you're very organized, you know what you're doing, and you hate incompetence.
I'm sorry,
so,
I'm what incompetence?
You hate incompetence.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it drives you crazy, and I am being told this is going to be a very good year for you. Last year was a challenging year for you, was it not?
Yes, it was, yes.
All right, you're coming out of this. I also want to tell you a lot of people are going to try to keep you down because they don't want to see you succeed. But I see you multitasking, and you are going to achieve the goals that you want to, and they're telling me, your guides are telling me they're watching over you, so do not worry.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
You're quite welcome,
dear. I have
to
have faith. I have to have faith. I do believe. I believe. It's just sometimes hard to believe when you're in disconnect, and I'd like to try to get out of this quick so that I could get back to being in a centered place. It's hard when you're there's discord.
Yes.
And best know what will have you get centered. Listen to our show every day. It's always positive. It's always upbeat. I promise you it will make a difference. Joyce Barry and friends.com. Become a loyal listener. And we thank you for calling in. How'd you find out about us today?
Oh, on Blog Talk Radio.
Very good. So do join the ranks of the thousands that follow us, and we'll do what we can to keep you positive and upbeat. Thank you for calling in. Peter Marks, you're welcome. Peter Marks, thank you so much for joining us on Friday the 13th and making this a lucky day for everyone who had the privilege and pleasure of listening to you. I know that I'm willing to do that the other 364 days as well.
Thank you, Joyce, for having me as a guest. It was a privilege and an honor to take the phone calls. And I did want to leave, this isn't directed to anybody specifically, but your listening audience. When you go out on a job interview and you want so badly to be considered for the job, please project an upbeat, positive, energetic level, because if you go in and you are very meek and very demure, then the employers are going to think, oh my God, is this how they're going to be if I hire them? So on a positive note, I wish everybody that's called in the best of health, happiness, prosperity, and most of all, I ask all of you to continue Monday through Friday to listen to the wonderful Joyce Barry and Friends radio show.
Thank you, Peter. God bless you. And on a positive note, we want you to listen every day. So thank you, Peter. Appreciate you. Can't wait to announce your next date on the show. We have you once a month, but that's far too little, given the demand that there is for you. So thank you. And, folks, I want to leave you with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. God bless you all. Go out and make someone happy today. Go do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. And we want to make you happy today and every day. We invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us, and you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry MASH. Thank you. God bless you, Peter Marks, and all of you who called in today, and all of you who didn't call in today and call in, will call in at some future time.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I didn't know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.